Oh. not familiar with that song. Let me read you the words to it. This is why it's such a favorite song in the little Appalachian area. Precious memories, unseen angels, sent from somewhere to my soul, how they linger ever near me, and the sacred past unfold. Precious father, loving mother, fly across the lonely years, and old home scenes of my childhood in fond memory appears. In the stillness of the midnight, echoes from the past I hear, old time singing, gladness springing from that lovely land somewhere. As I travel on life's pathway, know not what the years may hold. As I ponder, hope grows fonder, precious memories flood my soul. And the chorus is, precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes unfold.
Beautifully.
Mm-hmm. That's why we like that one so much.
That's too hard.
I can't do that. There's too much range on today like this. You all can do that.
Mom's lead is a fail. I need to save her for later.
One of you help her lead that.
Let's just do a first chorus.
Yeah.
Which one? Ring
Stranger?
Growing up around Daddy and everything, and I started playing by ear at the same time. And So I thought while she was getting the oatmeal cookies and milk fixed, which is what we always did first, I would just play this and surprise her while she was in the kitchen.
Do your own thing.
And I picked out some, you remember the old swings on In the Mood? Yes, so here I am going with, you know, in the bass. I had the whole, this boogie-woogie thing in the bass hand and everything, you know. And she came rolling out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
With the ruler and dragged the keys with the ruler. You'll never play in Carnegie Hall doing that.
You're talking about being the family dude.
Yeah, and you know she was absolutely right. this air up here is really hard on Mabel's voice, and I don't think she was feeling too well before she got here. But she does very subtle things when she's singing. It's not really drastic on the end of the lines or on you have to listen for the pretty little things that she's doing throughout her singing. Can you sing that?
My God, this spring of all my joys, this life of my delight,
run. especially when you sing it, you can sense it because you have a tendency to rush on to the next note, and she was still embellishing the other one.
That's the way it sounds like. You can get a lot of feeling and expression. And I grew up singing, hearing my mama sing that around the kitchen or whatever.
That's
as well as at church.
Just as she started singing, I started to say, and the more we hear her sing, the more she sounds like grandma.
And there's none of us that can jump around like she does with all those notes either.
Give yourselves time.
That's right, you got that to look for.
What was that?
He said, give yourselves time.
Oh.
Just do the first line and listen particularly for all that, as she was saying, the feeling that she's putting in with the notes. It's not an outside type of thing. It's not a mechanical style, what she's doing. This is the reason why it's going along at an unhurried pace, and it, because the feeling is in the singing and in the words. Just that first line and just listen for that.
My God, this spring of all my joys,
sing it exactly with exactly the same ornamentation, or might you vary it depending on what you felt like doing?
No, I can't about how you sing today.
This is half singing today.
But most I mean in general, do you have a very set way of singing it, or does it come out somewhat differently depending on how you feel?
It does. I've heard her do that and where she goes up on the Mabel puts more Saracen, you know, we were talking about those little turns at the ends of words. She puts in a few more, but hers are also very, very subtle. They're not, you know, it's not a real drastic thing that you can, you know, hers, she puts them in. She puts them in the middle of the line as well. Yeah.
It's just something that was there in the singing in the church, and it's just,
Yeah, but you do that a little more and a little prettier than a lot of people do saying that. Okay. Well, I think what we're going to do now, I know this is a little bit early for this class to end, but Daddy wants to end this in his own way. He wants to tell you about how the services were often ended at the church where he went to. What's the first line? Yes, it's 284.
As a small child, I remember the thing I remember most vividly about the Primitive Baptist Church was what they call the breaking up song, when they end the service. And they had a certain song that they would sing, and they added a little thing in between, a couple of lines in between each verse. And they really had put the feeling into it, and they would move around while they were singing. Gradually would get up and start shaking hands and going around while they were singing. Shaking hands and going around and singing. Now, this song more than any other song. See the tears, and they never stop singing, and.
You want to teach them the chorus of it, so
yeah, I'm gonna teach you the chorus. The chorus is